Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim. Join host Dan Melnick and Qasim Masood as they explore big ideas, limitless possibilities, and engage with visionaries, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders who dare to dream big. Get inspired, motivated, and find practical tips for personal growth. Think big, dream bigger, and ignite your potential.
All right, welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim. And our guest today is William. So William, if you want to go ahead and introduce yourself, tell us where you live and what you do for a living.
Well, I am Dr. William Deal. I live in Phoenix, Arizona. My company is Doc Hypnosis. And by the name, you know I'm a hypnosis company. I help people become the better them, the you that you want to be.
Awesome. So how did you get the idea to start this company?
Oh my goodness. I'm actually a third generation hypnotherapist. My grandfather actually was a chiropractor, learned from J.P. Palmer himself how to hypnotize. My father became a hypnotist back in 1966. And then after my father passed away, I actually kind of just as a connection with my father, started studying it, fell in love with it. And realized that I can make a shift from being seeing someone 60, 70 times into about 4 to 6 times. So for me, it was a big change.
Makes sense. So can you just talk more about like your ideal patient and also kind of like what the patient journey is? So you mentioned it's 4 sessions, but like, what does it look like when somebody comes to work with you?
Completely cool. I actually work in 2 special areas. One, I love working with people with anxiety or PTSD or some level of stress, maybe helping them get over an ex or something else like that. I also work in time management for businesses, time prioritization, because I actually died back in 2019, came back, and my view on time changed completely. So you also asked, what is the session like? Well, the very first session is where the tire meets the road. So what I do is I do a consultation during that very first session. So I'm going to ask a boatload of questions, trying to understand the psychological, sociological, the triggers. Then I'm also going to be doing some testing to see what type of hypnosis is best for them. And then I do a hypnotic session to start them on their healing journey.
Makes sense. So in terms of, I mean, it just seems to me, right, that what you're doing is very unique. So how do you go about like getting the information out in front of people, explaining to people what you do? Because I think that there is kind of this, you know, information gap of people saying, okay, I don't know what this is. How is this going to help me? Why is this for me? Like, how do you go about this sort of marketing for the business?
Well, I do it several different ways. All right. I actually worked before I became a hypnotherapist. I worked in sales strategy for a nutritional company, teaching them how to start a home-based business or start their own businesses. So I actually put together about 50 different ways of getting out there in front of people, from wrapping my car. If you go, see my car, it's purple and green, says Doc Hypnosis on it. I have a shirt on. It says Doc Hypnosis, ask me to hypnotize with you. So I advertise wherever, any place, anywhere, anytime I can hypnotize, any place, anywhere, anytime I advertise. I put my name out there. The reason is I do this is hypnosis is, a lot of people think it's magic, and it's not magic. I have a magic wand right back here. It's costs 10 times as much because I'm going to feel like an idiot waving it over you. I use real science. And if you want to call it magic, I help you find your own magic within you to make that shift, that change that you deserve.
Makes sense. So are all the people that you're working with local in Phoenix, or can you do it like over Zoom globally, or what does that look like for you?
I actually just got off the phone with someone in New York. Most of my people come, if they're in Phoenix, they'll come in and sit in my office. I'm in my office right now, but I do through Zoom or Skype or any other type of meeting. For this person, I actually worked with someone in Lebanon and in Sweden, and I still have someone I work with almost on a constant basis in England.
Makes sense. So what would you say is the biggest challenge that you face in the business today?
One, making people understand that this is real science. It's not something that is magical. I don't have any powers. I help guide you into that state of hypnosis to make that shift. A lot of times people come in here and go, well, do this for me. Well, no. I will help you do it for yourself. Let me guide you into this state to help you get there. Because people do, for some reason, think I have a power. I don't. You have the power.
Makes sense. But like you mentioned earlier, right, it's like 3 or 4 sessions, which obviously is good for the patient, but it can be challenging for your business because there's like a level of churn, right? So I guess, How do you make sure that your revenue flow is consistent from month to month and year to year if you're only seeing people for a few sessions?
Well, I kind of look at it in a abundance way of thinking. I know there's a lot of people out there, 380 million people in the United States. There's plenty of people that need help, especially after the pandemic and where the state, what people believe the state of the union is in. They're constantly in a state of stress. So they're looking for alternatives. For myself, with to keep it fresh, I'm doing Google AdWords. I'm getting, marketing anywhere, anyplace, anytime. It's something that you need to become that person. You need to become that business. A lot of people like working in the business. I like working on my business at the same time. So it's not just something is, set it and forget it. Where a lot of people, I think, I actually worked with Michael Gerber, the gentleman that wrote the E-Myth. He said it's entrepreneurial seizure that people have. They think they can do it. Well, no, you have to step into it, embrace it, become it, do it, and live it. And that's what I do. And when every time there's someone always waiting around the corner that wants to get better.
Makes sense. So in terms of scalability, right? Like obviously you're just one person. So do you look at, or are you looking at, bringing in more people under you? Or do you think it's something that you have that's unique to you specifically, that only you can work with your patients in that kind of manner?
No, it's going back to Michael Gerber. He said, put everything down on paper, put it into a system. I've been putting a system together, one with advertisement, marketing, making doc hypnosis. Actually, we're now going on to our third year as the number one hypnotherapy company in Arizona. I'm working towards becoming the number one in the world, knock on wood. If I had wood right there, I would knock on it. It really is one of those things that I'm putting in a system together where, yeah, I do have some clinical individuals that come in. I have a three office suite. And so they rent by, I mentor them. And I actually mentor other people around the country. They come in, they work with me for 3 days to 5-7 days. A little bit different, because a lot of times in hypnotherapy training, I know this is a long answer, but in hypnosis training, people come in and they work with other hypnotists and they're like, ooh, this is easy. It's not. It'll get someone in the chair that doesn't want to change or is upset or is crying or whatever. It's dramatically different. So I like, I actually do a mentoring program where they sit in with the clients without doing it. So they see real life experiences. They actually do it. They experience it. They feel it. They do it on me. So it's actually a whole so do to process that we do.
Makes sense. Like, but you're saying it's not easy, right? And that's obvious. Yeah. But like in your mind, what qualities do you think somebody needs to have to be successful in that role?
Be a good listener. Be someone that really listens to what the individual's saying. Being in the present. A lot of people try to think of what I'm going to do next. What should I do? What technique? The client will tell you where they want to go. So I actually sit. I try to be present with them. Also, you have to have a general like or love for individuals to help them become the better person. So I think those are the three things: listening, being present, and have a general love for someone.
Makes sense. So as you're scaling up this company, obviously now we're approaching the end of 2023. So for 2024, what do you see like on the roadmap for even now in terms of, if you can dive into revenue, like, monthly revenue and what you're looking to scale to in 2024?
Well, right now I do about $25,000 a month. So what I'm looking actually to scale up is I want to double that. I've been shooting to double that almost every year for the last 3 years since 2020. And for myself, I'm looking at one is really pushing up my mentoring system. Also, I have a book that's going to be being released shortly. Don't know the title yet, but it is going to be a 52-week book. It's actually 52 ways to market yourself. Stuff I did to become number one in the state to get myself to a mid-level six-figure income. So for me, it's really something that I want to release there to get that out there. And then from there, I'm also looking on doing more and more classes and workshops with individuals.
So like, what do you think is the biggest obstacle holding you back between now and next year and reaching your goal of doubling your revenue?
Probably my biggest ass obstacle is time. So hence time management is big for me. So I'm constantly thinking of working on new ways, automating systems, putting using any tool possible to keep myself that I don't have to do the little stuff. I can concentrate on the big stuff. Let the you know, from booking people to setting up the appointments to following up, sending reminders, all this stuff can be automated. I don't have to do all this stuff. In the beginning, every night, I grab my phone and text, reminder of your appointment tomorrow. And don't do that. My mind is set on making things easier. Work smart, not hard.
Makes sense. So do you have like AI softwares that you're using for all this automation? Or do you have like a virtual assistant? Like what have you used that has successfully helped you?
I actually have used a virtual assistant before. Thank God my girlfriend is actually a project manager for ASU Online. Actually, she's an Atlassian administrator. So she handles 80,000 students. So she has helped me automate some stuff. We are actually looking into AI alternatives. AI is really the wave of the future. I don't think they're going to replace the human factor that you and I have, but I do think it's going to replace the reminders, the automation, the emails, the newsletters. All that is going to be makeshift and easy to do with one click someday.
So I guess like as of now, right? So I guess just to be clear, like you are using a virtual assistant now, or is it more AI?
No, I am actually using a combination of both. To AI, but I have a virtual assistant.
Makes sense. And in terms of this business specifically, right? Because you're mentoring people and you're bringing more people in, you know, do you look at potentially opening up locations in different cities or staying in Phoenix? I guess like in terms of like on the pipeline, like in a few years from now, what do you see in terms of that?
Well, I was one of the individuals that helped originally build my own website. So I understand SEO. And I work with a company that actually has taken and transplanted my website into other areas, finding out that I actually would rank number one in all those areas. So what I'm doing is actually I've have two or three people that have already reached out asking if they could, one, lend the name to for doc hypnosis in their area, two, if we could use the website to generate business, and three, to help open up an office. So for me, yeah, I see an expansion in that naturally, and then they would actually work with me to do the proper keywords and everything else with the group, just so we perpetuate the business itself.
Makes sense. So what would you say is your top priority right now in the next few months for the business?
Right now, because the holidays and everything else, I'm actually putting together the schedule for next year for every article that I'm going to be producing. So because I produce an article, I think that's how we found each other. I produce an article every week that I put out on LinkedIn. I also do videos every week on YouTube. I'm actually thinking of launching a podcast called Mavericks of Healing. So individuals that are just focused on different ways of healing. I have several different things, but I'm laying out and planning out for next year. I'm not looking at just now. I already have that planned out. So next year, I'm laying out a game plan, timeline, making sure it's scheduled out. So each week is taken care of, each day is taken care of, and then I can get to my big picture. My big picture is to get to that $50,000 a month income. So for me, I work backwards. So I put that goal out there, and then I did all the little things for next year, starting January 1st to get out there. One is a press release that I'm going to be doing January 1st.
So has LinkedIn been a great channel for you for new client acquisition, or is it like Instagram, like other social media platforms?
Probably the best one is Google AdWords for me, but I have friends that say Facebook is the way to go. I kind of concentrate on Facebook, Google AdWords, YouTube, and LinkedIn. LinkedIn is more of the business to business. I do a lot of keynote speaking, so I love to, and that's where I use the LinkedIn to get my word out there. That's why I'm constantly doing articles there. Facebook is more individuals to get interests, to get people traveling to my website, getting the ranking up. So YouTube is a great form of advertisement that's always there. Google AdWords just drive people.
Makes sense. What would you say is like the one biggest piece of advice that you wish you knew before you started this business?
Oh my God, you come up with some good questions, my friend. You know what? Probably the biggest thing is that's a hard one. No, I'm going to say that there's so many things that are popping in my head. So I'm going to rattle off a couple, not just one. One is when I first got started, I did the traditional form of training. So I didn't know really how individuals were going to be in the chair and work with them. I had a picture, a utopian picture of how it's going to be. So I guess that was a challenge of getting over that process to probably the number of rejections that you'll get. And even though I've changed how I talk, how I work with individuals in the beginning, when you're first talking to someone and they don't choose you, you can't take it personal as long as they actually go and get help. So now I even say, if you don't choose me, please know I'm a resource for you. So I've actually had people shift because I'm a resource for them and work with me, or reach out to me and refer me to other people. Because I'm not the most inexpensive individual, but I'm not the most expensive. I like keeping myself in between. So for probably those two things of not taking things personal when someone doesn't choose you, you can't take care of anyone. So you need to do the SW, SW, SW. Some will, some won't. So what? Who's next? Just keep on going.
Exactly right. I mean, that's one of the biggest lessons like I've learned as well, just in this podcast, talking to people like running our own company, because to your point, you're not going to be a fit for everybody. And that's not how business works. Certain people, which, you know, might not have the budget or might not make sense or whatever, you know, it's like you can't focus. Like my mentor always tells me, focus less like on the no's, focus more on the maybes and yeses, and focus on those people. So if somebody tells you no, they can subscribe to your newsletter maybe, but it's not even worth trying to convince somebody because there's just so much energy. Focus on that person, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, you're 100% right.
So if somebody watching this wanted to reach out, do you mind sharing your company website or social media handles? Best ways to get in contact with you?
Well, I'm William Deal. You can find me under Doc Hypnosis, D-O-C, hypnosis.com, or you can call me at 602-314-1907. That's 602-314-1907. So either any of those ways are a great way to find social media and or just give me a call.
Awesome. Well, William, it was a pleasure. And thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you very much. It was an honor meeting you.
Likewise. Thanks. All right. Bye.